Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my podcast, Live Your Best Life Every Day. My name is Stéphane Dadjo, and today's topic is going to be about self-programming. Many of us are familiar with the terms mindset management, but very few of us are aware of the fact that we have become masters of self-programming throughout the years, and here's why. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where dealing with something requires a certain behavior or a certain way of thinking from you? Have you ever found yourself perhaps having to cope with something and you have to display what we usually call a coping mechanism? Now, all those different things and much more fall under self-programming. Those are things that you had to program yourself. Those are things that you had to teach yourself. Those are things that one way or the other you had to develop in order for you to move ahead or move forward, or better yet, make it through a certain situation or circumstance. I would like to flex on the fact that self-programming does not always have a positive connotation. Not always. And that's something that I would like to explore further in this particular topic, because most of the time we know about the benefits of, you know, self-programming in a positive way, positive affirmations, and the effect that they can have in our lives. The way I would like to show people's attention today, or should I say, where I would like to draw your attention today, however, is on the fact that self-programming can be as destructive as it can be of a positive tool. Hear me out. Self-programming in a way where you teach yourself how to deal with things is a great way. But when you teach yourself how to remain in a place of fear, in a place of doubt, in a place of confusion, in a place where everything that you do basically cripples you instead of leading you to where you can have a better quality of life, that is a negative aspect of self-programming. You see, self-programming itself, you know, is a process of rewiring your thought patterns or your thought process or your thought beliefs, you know, or your belief system, if you like to put it that way, to create a more positive or productive outlook on life. That is what is supposed to be, or perhaps the definition that many people who are into the mindset management field are likely to give you. What I forget to tell you, however, in most cases is that rewiring your thought patterns can also go south. I say that to say this. Let's say, for example, when someone goes through a very traumatic experience, you know, or maybe they get hurt, they feel betrayed, and they get to a point where they end up living a life afterwards, should I say, they have this high level of lack of trust. They have the phobia of commitment. They have the phobia of creating relationship or ties with other people. They develop all these type of phobias. They develop all these types of anxiety when it comes to certain situations that resembles whatever it is that they have been through in the past. That also is part of self-programming. They program themselves to react in a very toxic and defensive way whenever something that resembles what they have been through rises up or comes their way. So if they were betrayed once by friends or by a close one, what happens is they program themselves not to create any sort of attachment. That is self-programming. It can really stop you from living your best life. Self-programming, when applied in a bad way, will keep you in a place of unhappiness. It will keep you in a place of fear. And you know what? I once spoke about gerophobia, which is the fear of being happy. That also is part of the negative self-programming. Because when you program yourself into the anticipation of something bad happening, you basically end up living in a place of fear until that happens. And because we are human beings and we like to prove ourselves right, what we do is unknowingly we put everything, we basically create the perfect environment and the perfect circumstance for whatever it is that we have the phobia of happening to happen. And when it does, we end up seeing, well, you see, I knew it was going to happen. But the fact is, you knew no such thing. You made it happen. You allowed it to happen. You programmed yourself to let it happen just so that you could feel right and you could feel validated upon the feeling of fear that you had towards that particular thing. Does that make any sense? And many people live their life that way, basically. When I look at many people who failed at a certain point in their lives, and when I look at others who, despite the fact that they failed at some point in their lives, still managed to make something out of their life, they still managed to create a certain quality of life that they are contented with or happy with, you know, or better yet, that they are amazed with. The difference is, the person who failed and kept on failing, and at the end of the day accepted failure as a reality, you know, and as a circumstance and as a truth for themselves, that person programmed themselves to remain in a state of failure. And they did so by doing what? Lamentation. I know people who love pity party. You know, I feel like the book of Lamentation in the Bible was written for them, basically, you know. They're going to sit there, pity party. Oh no, this is what life has done to me. Life is unfair. I have been forsaken. This and that. So, you have those people. And those type of people, funny enough, when you try to drop some sense into them, when you try to take them out of that place of self-pity or pity party, you know, they will fight you to the core because that is their comfort zone. They are comfortable blaming everyone else and everything else, except the fact that they are too lazy to get off their asses and do what they need to do to get the quality of life that they are aiming for or dreaming for. Meanwhile, the person who managed to become successful, that person went after their dreams. That person understood that although I might have failed once, perhaps it was because of the way I did things. Now, what one thing could have changed that would have made things different? And they went about that. They went about figuring out whatever it is that they might have done wrong. And they twisted that around. They turned it around and they made something out of that particular goal. Or situation. And that also is self-programming, and I call that being resilient. Now you can teach yourself and you can program yourself to be resilient in position or circumstances where things are not always favorable for you. Or you can program yourself to give up and blame everything else and everybody around you except yourself. And that, of course, will determine the quality of life you will have. So here we have two perfect examples of self-programming being applied in a different way and, of course, leading to two different outcomes. With the rise of mindset management tools, you know, manuals and podcasts and experts who are out there leading people into really reaching to those areas of themselves where they have to change or they can actually better things, you know. I feel like everybody has the opportunity, or bread is being given the opportunity to do something about their lives, you know, to do something about where they are at, to do something about how they can improve their level of happiness, their level of self-love, self-esteem, better their relationship or interaction with other people, and so on. But the thing is, you have to be mindful of the negative programming that you basically indulge in. You have to be aware of that. Most of the negative things that happen to us aren't always about what other people want to do to us or did to us or plan to do to us. Often it's based on how we programmed ourselves. Because what you don't know is a coping mechanism can be good for you. It can help you get through something. But at the same time, the coping mechanism can also stop you from moving forward. So think about that. When you go through life not being able to achieve things in a timely manner, instead of telling yourself that I'm not good enough, I'm not a failure, replace that and tell yourself I still have things to learn, you know? I still have some improvements to do. How about you go about it in a more positive way than a negative way? Because if you go about it in a negative way, what you do is you just end up laying there. It's basically like you're laying in a pile of trash, you know, and you're just sitting there and telling yourself, oh, you know what? That's the way it is. It is what it is. That's life. You accept it. Basically, you give up. You give up. And giving up is a type of self-programming. You teach yourself to give up whenever the going gets hard. How about you choose resilience? How about you teach yourself how to be resilient? How about you program yourself to be resilient whenever the going gets hard instead? Because that will definitely improve your quality of life. And that's what it's down to at the end of the day. So I need you to understand the negative effect that can be attached to self-programming. And I need you to allow yourself to tap into positive self-programming more often. Stop negatively programming yourself in a way that it stops you from breathing. Because when you program yourself, okay, negatively, in terms of not reaching out to people when you're going through something, you know, withdrawing and all those type of negative behavior that you cultivated, you only stop yourself from living. You stop yourself from breathing and you end up suffocating under the weight of all that negative self-programming. Snap out of it. Are you not tired? Don't let your ego keep you in a place of failure. Don't let your ego keep you in a place of unhappiness. Yes, self-programming, when it is negative, is often driven by ego. You don't want to accept things for what they are. You don't want to do the work that you have to do. You want to give up. You prefer to give up. You're choosing the easy way. You are choosing the easy way out. You are choosing the easy way out instead of learning, instead of working, instead of starting from scratch. I need you to understand that life is a matter of choice. Self-programming is a matter of choice as well, especially when you gain awareness of it. Now, I may understand for people who have no notion, you know, of mindset management at all. But for those of you who are quite aware of that, you need to do something about it, because if you remain in that stage, it's a choice. You are not unhappy because life made you that way or led you there or you've been disappointed countless times. You are unhappy because out of all those things that you went through, you developed a coping mechanism that made you hostile to people now, that made you unable to deal with other people, that made you unable to handle certain situations. The real purpose of you going through what you went through was for you to grow muscles to help you, so that when in the future those type of things rise up, you are able to tackle them. But because you develop a certain aversion to learning, a certain aversion to being happy, a certain aversion to dealing with things in general, you are not now unable to deal with them when they show up. And when you spot them from afar, what you do is you withdraw completely. You withdraw completely. You hold back. Because that's the way you programmed yourself. So don't blame the world for that. Don't blame people for that. Don't blame circumstances for that. You choose that lifestyle for yourself. You choose that programming for yourself. So unless you want a better quality of life, feel free to continue with that self-programming. But the day you get tired, the good news is you can do something about it. You can. And if you want, it starts by just replacing all those negative notions. It starts by unlearning all those negative things that you've learned. The world is not against you. People are not after you. No, they are not. And if they were, those were the people that you chose. So how about you change your surrounding? Keep getting out there. Keep showing up. Keep showing out. And keep living your best life. Because you can. If you program yourself the right way. If you program yourself to live your best life, you will live your best life. But if you keep on programming yourself to live a sad life, a life filled of unhappiness, that's all your narrative is going to be about. And that's all I meant to say to you today. So feel free to share this with whoever you think out there needs to hear this. Don't forget to check out my latest book on Amazon.com. The title of the book is Live Your Best Life Every Day. It's a manual that's going to guide you into your everyday life and empower you to reach within you and grab that key that will enable you to unlock your next level. So happy reading. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.